All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. We just actually started a line or two in to Perek Yud, the Mida of Nikius. So remember again, let's just start from the beginning again, because we really just only got a line in. Mida Sanikiusi, the attribute of Nikius. So our Shir again is today sponsored by Tanya and Mel Shichman, in memory of Tera Sasson, Esther Bas Mazal, and Sylvia Shichman, Sylvia Bas Rachel. We hope that in the merits of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an aliyah. So Midas HaNikiyos, see, Hayos Adam Naki Lagamri, Mikol Midah Ra Mikol Chet. So the Midah of Nikiyos, the attribute of the characteristic of cleanliness, is that a person will be totally cleansed and totally purified of every negative trait and every sin. Lo daimi ma she'achit bo mefursa megaloi, and not just of sinful behavior that is clear and overt, elagam mima she'alev nifte bo lahoros heter bedavar, but even those things, I will say this is very important. So meaning, it's one thing to go ahead and purge oneself of actively negative traits. Person has a problem with theft. I steal things. So obviously then I have to go ahead and get rid of that attribute of theft. Or a person goes ahead and speaks Lashon Hara. So there are certain things that are by definition inherently and objectively bad. So of course to purge myself of those things is very important. But the Ramchal is saying there's an additional step. Elam gami ma shalev niftebo lohoros heter bedavar. A person also has to purge themselves of those things that literally a person justifies as not really being sinful behavior. And also, this, you know, this is the greatest challenge. The problem, like, we all do things that are clearly wrong. Okay, so at least I know they're wrong. I might not be ready to necessarily fully correct it yet, but I know that one day I will have to correct it. But there's a whole host of other activities that when we started doing them, we knew they were wrong, but then kind of as time goes on, we've convinced ourselves a little bit that they're not so bad, right? They're not so wrong. That's where, so Nikios comes along and says, I even have to purge myself of those things that I've justified are not really wrong. Shikasher nach karlov be'emes, nimsa shalo hoya ha'etar hu niralo, ela mipne hayos haliv adayin agua kitzas minat aiva. Because if a person goes ahead and looks a little deeper into oneself, a person introspects, a person will realize that the only reason I'm able to justify what is really negative behavior is because of taiva, because I'm still afflicted in some way by a sense of desire and want. Kilo tahar mimena mikol vakol. I have not gone ahead and rid myself of negative taiva. Again, tim shechehu lahakelo. Therefore, the taiva draws me to continue to be lenient. So there, I'll lean on myself, or allow myself, give myself a pass for behaviors that are really negative. So we'll say, what I'm causing, this is very important. So if a person goes ahead, so let's say there's something I do, I don't know what a good example is, but let's say there's something I do that I know is wrong, but I justify it to myself. So Chal says, what's the process? How is it, I'm a good person, everybody's a good person at their core, so most people are good people at their core. So if I'm a good person at my core, how do I end up justifying negative behaviors? And the answer, says Ramchal, is because I'm a Baal Taiva, because I have desires. And since I have not properly dealt with those desires, and I have not properly rid myself of those desires ultimately pull me in different directions. However, acha adam asher tar mizah hanega lagamrei, v'naki mikol roshim ra, shemash eres ha-taiva acharel. But if a person is able to purge every aspect of negative desire, if a person is able to go ahead and literally rid themselves of all of the negativity, hinei ri'yaso tia brura legamrei, v'avchanoso zaka, v'lo tateu hachem dolo shum davar. Then a person will have absolute clarity of vision, and his ability to discern will be clear, and therefore desire will not tilt him in any negative direction. Ela komashu chet, but rather anything that is objectively sinful, even a sin that is relatively quote-unquote minor, person will recognize that it's bad, a person will distance themselves from it. And the wording that Chazal used to describe these kind of people who are complete and they purify their actions with absolute purity, that they don't allow any kind of even small natia, any kind of small proclivity towards something negative, Niki Hadash Yerushalayim. So Chazal referred to them as the Niki Hadas, the ones who have purity or cleanliness of das, of their knowledge or their intellect in Yerushalayim. So say the point that the Ramchal is saying is, and again, we'll say it's actually, once he says it, once we understand it, it's actually quite simple and intuitive. That at the end of the day, unless I go ahead and I address core taivas, core desires, negative desires that I have, I can do all the positive things I want. At the end of the day, I'm going to end up making significant mistakes in life, which makes sense, because essentially what he's saying is, if my spiritual foundation is flawed, it's very difficult to keep building anything on top of it. Therefore, Nikios says, you have to purify the foundation. Have to make sure that if there are negative ideologies or there are negative taivas, that those are things that I'm actively trying to address. Now we understand the difference, let's say, between Zihirus and Nikios. Now the truth is, they sound kind of similar, because remember, what was Zihirus? Zihirus was identifying that which is negative and trying to rid myself of it. Well, it sounds the same thing as Nikios. So I'll tell you the difference. Hazohir hu hanishar b'ma'asov v'roeh shelo yechta b'ma shekvar nodolo umafursam esla kola yosachit. So the Ramchal says, Zihirus is that a person is careful with his actions and a person makes sure that he does not engage in sinful behavior. What type of sinful behavior? The type of behavior that is known to all to be sinful. Amnam adayin einenu adon ba'atzmo shelo yimashech libo min ha'tayva hativ is shelo tatehu laharos lo heterim be'ezeh dvarim she'in ra'asa meforsemes. Suppose I listen to this. So really, what Zihirus is it's actionally focused. Meaning, I want to make sure that I don't engage in negative behavior. That's my goal. I don't want to engage. I want to identify what is negative behavior, and I want to be able to avoid that. However, again, Zihirus is really focused on those things which are objectively sinful. Objectively sinful. Furthermore, as we said before, Zihirus is much more focused on action. On the other hand, Zihirus does not focus on uprooting taiva and desire from my heart. Furthermore, Zihirus does not focus on those things in life that perhaps are a bit more nuanced, right? Rabbi say more often than not, our problem is not avoiding objective sin. Because I think a lot of times we can do that. Our problem ultimately is avoiding nuanced sin. So he goes on, he says, Vizeh, because even though a person tries to rein in his desires and to go ahead and capture his taiva, just because a person's trying doesn't mean that he's going to be able to change his nature or that he's going to be able to remove from his heart this taiva. So what he's saying over here, that in the midah of Zihirus, all I've really accomplished is I've identified what's negative, what is actionally negative. I have pledged not to go ahead and get involved in that. But lamaisa, I haven't uprooted taiva from my heart. And the truth is, I still sometimes fall prey to kind of nuanced sin. Amnam. Let's do one more paragraph. Achar sheyisragel ha'adam hergil gadol bezihirus hazeh ad sheyinake nikayon rishon minachatam ha'mefursamim. So we'll say, so therefore again like this. We start with the Zihirus. And Zihirus is the first step. Zihirus is the step that I cleanse myself from known sin. So I go ahead and I remove from myself again this desire, not desire, but I remove myself actionally from engaging in negative behaviors, the yargil atzma ba'avoda u'bezrizuza, and I habituate myself in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avoda Hashem, and zrizus, like we learned about before, v'tigbar bo ha'ava el boro v'achem da'ilav. And now, both said, and here's the amazing part: by going ahead and ridding myself of clear and overt and objective, obvious sin, and habituating myself in avoda Hashem, and doing so with zrizus. So, what does that do? V'tigbar bo ha'ava el boro. That will create, that will amplify an incredible love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achem da'ilav, and a desire to come closer. Hine koach ha'hergil hazeh yarchik oso me'inyani ha'chomer. So I will say, this koach of habituating oneself in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, again, identifying the negative things, purging the negative things, pledging myself to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately doing so with Zrizus. So this will go ahead and by definition distance me from perhaps certain material things. V'yadbik da'ato al ha'shlemos ha'nafshi, ad she'sof sof yuchal la'hagia al ha'nikayon ha'shalem. And ultimately, again, he'll want to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even stronger, until ultimately he will come to a full state of nikayon, where a person is purged from all negativity. Shekvar yicha be'esh ha'taiva ha'gufanis milibo, b'iskar b'bo'achem delukis, that the esh of taiva, the fire of desire, physical desire, will be extinguished, because a person will have such a desire to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'az tishai riyas o zako bara, a person's perspective will remain clear, kimoshek asafti the malish lo yifata, v'lo yaskeu choshech amriyuso, v'inake b'masa mikol v'kol. The result ultimately is that a person will find his deeds clarified, or not clarified, purified from everything. So we'll say, so just to put this together, what Ramchal is suggesting is, this is all a progression. So the journey begins with Zihirus. And what happens with Zihirus? A person identifies that which is negative. What are the negative things I'm doing? Let me start with that. What am I doing that's negative? Objectively negative. Identify those things. Pledge to myself not to do things. That's the first step. Remember, what's second step? Second step is then Zrizos. So after I've identified the negative things, like there's been a cease and desist from negativity, then I have to put emphasis on the positivity. Zrizos comes along and says, identify your opportunities, seize your opportunities. Once you've started those opportunities, do that quickly. And I will say now, what all of that creates is a sense of Dveikus Tashem. That's what all that creates, a sense of connectedness and a sense of desire to want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ramchal is suggesting there's still a major, there's more than one piece left, but there is a major piece left, which is the following. At this point in time, even if a person has gone ahead and stopped engaging in negative behaviors, overt negative behaviors, there's still that whole nuanced part of us that engages in sin, right? There's still all of that stuff that we justify. There's still all of that stuff that we overlook. There's still all of that stuff that we make excuses for. So Nikias comes along and says, once I've already done the first two steps of Zihirus and Zrizus, Nikias comes along and says, okay, now it's time to introspect. Now it's time to look inward. Now it's time to identify those basic taivas, those basic desires that are causing me to engage in negative behaviors, and more importantly, that are causing me to justify things that I know are objectively wrong. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem. We're still in Nikias. We'll pick up with the rest of it, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow. Right. Because there's a correct, there's a void. So you have to fill that with something.
That's the only successful way to do it.
100%.